Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening in. So, for you new guys, every week we discuss a random topic, whether from a listener like you or my choice. And this week we're going to be talking about self-motivation. Now, before we get started, just remember that any opinions shared in the show are just that, opinions, and if anybody offends, they don't mean to, they're just expressing their opinion. And with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. So I'd like to start off with actually talking about just this podcast, and I'm talking about like self-motivation for the podcast just generally, but yeah. So this podcast is actually, most of you will probably know this, but this entire podcast is actually entirely self-motivated, right? Nobody's forcing me to do it. Nobody's really motivating me to do it. I have had a few sites tell me, oh yeah, we'll pay you to do it, but I don't really want money right now. I'm just looking to do something fun on the internet for the sake of doing it. But, you know, and actually, I think I've told you guys this story before, but I'm going to tell again anyway, because I feel like it. Here's the startup story for this podcast. So I was sitting in speech class one day, right? And we had just gotten done with our podcasting unit, right? Basically, we just have to record ourselves doing a sort of like audio recording thing, right, for a specific topic. And then I had a few friends that were sitting around me, right? And once mine was finished, then they said, you know what? You have like a really good podcasting voice. You should really do this, right? And so then I was just starting to get into the mood of just like, oh yeah, I actually want to do stuff that I want to do, right? And so I was like, you know what? Why not? Let's try doing it, right? And so here I am. Basically, I just thought, well, my friends think that it's a cool thing, so why not just try it, right? I don't know. I just think that it's a really interesting thing, and I will probably tell this story multiple more times, but, I mean, why not just tell it again, right? I don't know. But yeah, that's the startup story for this podcast, honestly. And it starts from very humble beginnings, and I hope I don't forget that. But anyway, self-motivation. Sorry, I keep going on like tangents and stuff. So self-motivation. So this podcast is entirely self-motivated, and anything linked to it is also self-motivated. That might change in the future, but that's going to be like a year or two down the road probably. So don't expect much change in the way of like uploading schedule and stuff being kind of loose, just because know that it is entirely self-motivated. And I've got a lot of support for it, but I'm not necessarily being motivated or pressured to do it. So, I don't know, just something to know, and it actually ties into the topic for today. And then, next up, let's actually talk about hobbies, okay? So, podcasting is one of my hobbies, right? And hobbies can include can cover a wide variety of topics, right? Which can come from, like, reading a book, programming, music, running, whatever your thing is, right? It doesn't matter, as long as it's like a hobby and you do it consistently, right? Like podcasting, I do this once a week, and I actually do wisdom also once a week, and I'll get back to that here in a minute. But I also, for you guys familiar with the podcast, you'll know that I do guitar, right? And that is mostly self-motivated too, or if not entirely self-motivated, right? Like I got kind of jump-started into it by my parents just a little bit, just because they were like, yeah, I know you were trying to do guitar. So one summer they decided to buy me a subscription, like a short, like 6 month subscription to a guitar learning app. I'm not going to say which one specifically because I'm not very good at it and I don't want that to impact sales or something like that. And I know it won't, but just in case. But yeah, guitar is mostly self-motivated for me. And especially nowadays it is, just because like nobody's really telling me, yeah, you have to do it, right? Nobody's pushing me to do it. So I don't know. Guitar is that kind of thing. I'm also doing a little bit of programming, which you might know. I don't know if you know that or not. I don't keep track of these kinds of things. But anyway, I do a little bit of programming here and there, which is entirely self-motivated. It's just like, hey, I saw something interesting on the internet that I thought could be more efficient, so I decided to program it myself. And then I spend about 4 hours doing it, and I realize that it's about as efficient as it's going to get, if not me making it like 10% more efficient. But yeah. All those things are self-motivated for me. Sorry, I just got back from school, right? And I'll probably get to that here in a minute. But anyway, but getting back into it, so track. You guys might know that if you guys watched or listened to episode one, I was talking about how I was a cross country athlete, right? In later episodes, I talked about how the cross country season stopped, right? So I tried out into track. I don't know if you know this or not, just because I don't know if I've told you yet, but I decided to actually quit that whole thing, all right? And I know that that's kind of like I'm kind of rejecting my own foundation, right? And that's a very dumb thing to do, but I mean, I don't know. I've had a different change of opinions in the recent past, I guess, right? And I just didn't think that doing track was for me, and it was entirely self-motivated too, right? Like I had a couple of parents who were like, "Yeah, you should do this," right? And, but then nobody was really pushing me or pressuring me to do it. So I guess I just wasn't having a good time for the first week, and it was just not fun, not a good time. So I decided, let's not do it. So now you know if I'm ever feeling like really touchy about like sports and track and stuff, that would be why. But yeah, that was self-motivated, and I decided to cut off the motivation, right, for that, just because it was causing a lot of stress for me. So, and I know that that's getting way more into my personal life than you would probably want, but now you know. So, and with that, let's actually get into our informational period. So as you guys noticed, probably, I am changing the name of our commercial period, or of our commercial portion, to our informational period, right? Because that's more of what it is right now, right? Right now, it's more just like information just about what's going on with podcasts and stuff, what's going on with me, like if something might change, that's where it'll go, or this is where it'll go, rather. But yeah, just so you know, this is what I'm calling it because this is more accurate. But yeah, and then second order of business. So I know that you guys definitely, if not probably, already know this, but I'm doing wisdom talks every Wednesday night around like 7-ish. Sometimes I'm late, sometimes I'm early. Sorry, like 15 minutes in between, but I try to make them at least half an hour long, right? And I actually made my first official wisdom talk was actually on this very topic, self-motivation. So if you guys want to go check that out, Wisdom actually records the first 2 hours of every talk, as far as I know. I could be totally wrong in that, but as far as I know, that's the case. So in the description of this video, I'm probably going to put another link to Wisdom in just in the description, right? So that then you guys can see it. So that then you guys can see it. And it's actually to the download of the app because it's an app on your phone. Right now it's on Apple or the Apple system, the iOS, right? Right now that's all that's on, but it will soon be launching to Android, and all that stuff. So if you guys want to download it, it might not be on your platform yet, but it's coming in the near future. Yeah. But anyway, let's actually get back into the topic of today, self-motivation. So what I'd like to end off with is being willing, or well, end off before our like application thing. But anyway, willingness, right? Willingness, it's interesting. It ties very close to self-motivation, right? Because if you're not willing to do something, you're probably not going to be self-motivated to do it, right? Like if you're not willing to work out every day, you're probably not going to want to work out every day, and you're probably not going to work out every day, right? You're probably not going to. And this also ties into like what you want to do or not, right? Because like as I said with like working out, if you don't want to work out every single day, you're probably not going to work out every single day, right? If you're only motivated to do like two workouts a week, that's all you're going to do, right? If you're only motivated to do 3 a month, that's all you're going to do. Or that's all you're going to be motivated to do, right? And that's where discipline comes in, but that's a topic for another day. That's a whole new can of worms. Yeah, well, like, and if you think about my hobbies and stuff, like guitar, I'm self-motivated to do that whenever I want to do it, right? And so then, and it's really enjoyable for me. I don't do it like constantly, like I don't do it super consistently, but like I do it whenever I want to do it. I do it whenever I want to learn a new song or whatever, right? Or whenever I need to pick me up, and that's what I usually do, is just do guitar stuff. So yeah, but yeah, I'm willing to do that and I want to do it, so I'm motivated to do it, right? And so I'd actually like to wrap up this episode just by saying that we are, like, our motivation stems from what, if we actually want to do the thing or not, right? Yeah, as I've explained on with multiple examples, right? Like, if you're not wanting to do something, you're not going to be motivated to do it, and so you're probably not going to do it unless an exterior force acts upon you, right? And forces you into it, which will make you ultimately hate it, right? And with, like, jobs and, or with work and, like, school and stuff, I understand that you're not, like, you're, the only reason why you can get out of bed is partially self-motivation, and also sometimes then it's because your parents are physically taking you out of your bed and getting you ready for the day, or not, you know what I mean, right? Just, like, getting you out of bed, getting you jump-started for the day, right? Sometimes, and that's what it takes. But yeah, if for, like, school and work, you're self-motivated to do those things because you need to, right? You can also be, and, like, you're not only motivated by what you want to do, but also by what you need, right? Like, you have to go to work because you need money to pay the rent, to pay bills, to pay taxes, all sorts of stuff, right? We as students need to go to school because it's required by the government, and the government will get after us and our families if we don't go to school. So it's like, it's annoying sometimes, but I guess motivation can come from multiple things. And just know that, if somebody isn't motivated to do something, that doesn't mean they're lazy. That just means that they probably don't want to do it, right? They probably just don't want to do it, or they're probably not motivated to do it, right? And so if you're, like, if somebody's not willing to do something, then it's probably because they don't want to do it, right? And just be aware of that. Be more aware, because I'm actually having a little bit of a family situation with that right now. I'm not going to say any details, but yeah. But yeah, just be aware that somebody isn't lazy if they're not doing something. It's most likely they don't want to do it. They don't have the motivation to do it, right? So just be aware of that. And with that amazing, uplifting thought, I am David Bullander, and this was Random Radio, signing off.